I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Susie Peters.
And joining us this morning to talk about an event that's taking place tomorrow is Sam Speck, who is with the Elyria Sunrise Rotary, joins us this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
And the Elyria Sunrise Rotary, that's because you have meetings in the morning, isn't that correct?
Yes, we do.
And tell us a little bit, how long have you been with the organization?
Well, I've been with it since its founding. I'm one of the charter members, and that's been since 1996.
And over the years, Rotary is involved with a lot of different fundraising, important things. Polio has always been, the eradication of that's been one of the focuses for Rotary, isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's Rotary's top priority and has been since 1985.
And World Polio Day, I guess, is tomorrow, and you have something going on in cooperation with Bob Evans. Talk about that.
Yes, the Bob Evans is hosting a community fundraiser for World Polio Day, and on Thursday, October 23rd, all day on dine-in or carry-out, they will donate 15% of sales when you present a flyer. And there's a lot of participating locations around northwestern Ohio, and you can print off a flyer from RotaryDistrict6600.org, the website. And there's also a list of participating locations on that same website. That's www.RotaryDistrict6600.org.
And I also noticed here on one of the flyers I'm looking at, the BobEvans.com site, /BeKind, B-E-Kind,
mm-hmm.
probably has some details relating to that as well. Has there been always a collaboration with Bob Evans? Do you know anything related to that?
I'm not aware of it having been there before.
Okay.
But the world is getting very, very close to eradicating polio. It's often advertised on some of the Rotary websites as, you know, we're this close and people holding their fingers just about an inch apart. And it's on track to be eradicated by 2018 if all goes as planned.
Susie, you were looking at a website or something. I saw that had sort of a countdown or at least a total on there.
Yeah, endpolio.com. And it says endemic countries left 3. That's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, endpolio.org is having a live stream event coming up this weekend, where they'll go over a lot of the details as far as a global status update on the fight to end polio. There's been a lot of work done, and you know, if a person feels moved, they can directly donate on that website. And the Bill and Melinda Gates will match $2 for every $1 in donation to end polio, and that means $1 becomes 3.
Is it sometimes hard to get people to get behind this cause? Because we really think of polio as not being an issue anymore, right?
That's true. But as we've learned recently with other diseases, these diseases can be only a plane flight away. And because all the world will benefit from eradicating polio, we all have a shared responsibility to help it happen.
You think, you know, now that there's a vaccine of sorts, you think that it would have been eradicated sooner than it has.
Yeah, polio doesn't quite operate the same as smallpox, because one case of polio represents probably 200 cases of polio that don't show symptoms but yet shed viruses. So it's much trickier than smallpox in that way.
But the Rotary's always been behind that, and it's one of the reasons why they're involved in the World Polio Day, which is coming up tomorrow, the 23rd.
Oh, yeah. Rotary is in collaboration. It's like public-private partnerships with UNICEF, the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And there's like 30,000 Rotary clubs across the world, and that puts people, you know, boots on the ground in these countries, you know, local people helping with local problems. It really is a great tool to get the vaccinations across to the people who need it.
Well, one of the ways to help out is to stop by Bob Evans tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can, again, go to the Rotary site to print out the flyer for that. I think also the Bob Evans site might as well have that. It allows them to give 15% of the sales that take place donated to the Rotary and the World Polio Day.
That's right.
Sam Speck with the Elyria Sunrise Rotary, thanks for sharing the time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.